Chapter 12. The police arrive. The thieves are driving in Ulara. The woman opens the box to look at the paintings. Suddenly, something attacks her face. It's the snake. The woman shouts, and Max turns to see what's happening.
Ah, sorry, boss,
he says.
I forgot there was a snake in the box.
Watch the road, Max,
shouts Bob. But it's too late. The jeep goes off the road. A police car stops next to them. Two policemen come and look in the jeep. They see the paintings in the box.
Fantastic! Here are the Aboriginal paintings and the thieves.
Now the snake is on Max's neck. He's frightened.
Move the snake!
He shouts. The policeman takes the snake.
Where are the boy and the girl? Where is the elder?
He asks. Max tells the policeman everything. The police go to the desert. They soon find Tracy, Daryl, and his grandfather. They're hot and they want to drink, but they're well. Later, the police give all the paintings to Daryl's grandfather. They've got the four paintings from Bob's house, too. Daryl's grandfather is very happy. Before Tracy returns to England, Daryl's grandfather gives her a present. It's a painting of a snake.
It's like the snake in the box of paintings,
says Tracy.
Yes, in Aboriginal legend, the rainbow snake protects our people,
explains Daryl's grandfather.
It's true,
says Tracy.
The snake protected us. It helped the police find us. And it protected your paintings in the box too. I'm happy to take the picture of the rainbow snake home with me. Thank you.